In treating patients with phobias, therapists address the emotion of fear and try to alter that emotion so the patient is no longer afraid. However, patients with what doctors call blood injection injury phobia experience more difficulty with treatment. It includes people who fear needles, blood, and surgery. Scientists have determined that this phobia has been tough to treat because it doesn't just involve fear, but involves disgust too. Thus, to better treat these patients, therapists need to distinguish between these emotions and treat each one separately. To determine how people with and without this blood injection injury phobia distinguish between fear and disgust, the researchers subjected them to a visual test. Subjects were shown various images of surgeries, needle sticks, rotting food, feces, and more neutral images such as tools. After each image, they were shown facial expressions depicting fear, disgust, and neutrality. Each image was shown with each facial expression the same number of times, but when asked to report the percentage of times particular facial expressions were paired with particular images, the subject's perceptions were inaccurate. They estimated that the surgery and injection images were paired fairly equally with expressions of fear and disgust, but they estimated that the rotting food and feces images were paired primarily with expressions of disgust, and that the images of tools were paired primarily with expressions of neutrality. What the experiment shows is the subject's own biases as to what they find disgusting or fearful, information that may prove useful in helping doctors separate the two emotions and treating patients with this phobia. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Jeffrey Lohr at the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville. I'm Don Glass.